listening to Fox Sports Radio.
RJ, on a day in which the NBA seems to have a plan in place to return to their season, and more controversy in the NFL with comments being made by coaches and superstar players, what is the Vegas lead here on this Wednesday?
I've had enough of the controversy. If we get sports or controversy in politics, I'm going sports, the NBA.
Yeah, and Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reported earlier today that the NBA's Board of Governors intends to approve a 22-team format proposal to restart the season in Orlando.
All right, Fez, we're going to let you break it down. I'm going to give you a little theme music. Oh, wait, that's
not...
Tell us the story.
22 teams are heading to Orlando, 13 teams from the West.
All right, slow down. Do it again.
22 teams heading to Orlando, 13 teams from the West, 9 teams from the East. The reason that those teams aren't equal is the NBA said, hey, any team that's within 5.5 games currently in the standings, we're going to go ahead and put you into this format where you can qualify for the playoffs.
I think that's reasonable. And the reason being, if you're supposed to have 82 games to win the division, be top eight, and you're not given 82, to say that these results with a partial season are not perfect, that to whatever degree we get the right answer in 82 games, we feel less confident we're going to get the right answer with less than 82, and thus, let's expand. It's almost like if you say, I never go outside of this one-mile circle for whatever you're trying to do, but now you have to do it in half the time. Mm. So now you've got to make that circle bigger because you don't know if your typical routine is going to work. It feels right to me, at least that part.
Yeah, it feels really good to me. All the teams are going to play 8 games. Those games are going to count in the standings.
And luckily, I mean, by coincidence, they will fulfill their local TV contract.
Oh, yes. They needed 70 games to get the full amount from the local TVs. Yes.
So, Jonas, you are the show skeptic. Was that a coincidence?
No, that wasn't a coincidence. I also think this was the NBA. They couldn't just include the Pelicans and make that the cutoff point. I think they wanted to make it a little bit more inclusive as well. That way it didn't look so obvious that this was catered to Zion Williamson.
So think about it. The NBA can't win. Because once people start to think, and again, it happens to every league, it happens to every company. When people are saying, if they had done it where it was obvious with Zion, it would have been like, oh, Zion. They would just cater to him. But now it's not obvious, and that's proof they did it. So if it was obvious, they would have done it. And if it's not obvious, that's proof they did it.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I feel bad for it's fiance, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have to get her on the show.
I don't think
1 hour exclusive interview.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Let's do that in hour two. We'll do that in hour two. We'll do an entire hour.
You didn't hear the news? No. Here's what I would do. I would donate $3,000 to a charity of your choice for an hour on air.
Would
you take that immediately or not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
not. I'm RJ Vo, straight out of Vegas. Continue with the details.
All right. So after these 8 games are played, we're going to look at the standings in the East and the West. The top 8 teams will make the playoffs, but there's a glitch here. There's a new rule. If the 9th seed is within 4 games of the 8th seed, there's going to be a play-in series between... I didn't write this! If the 9th seed's within 4 games of the 8th seed, there's going to be a play-in qualifying series between the 8th and the 9th seed. And get this, RJ.
How long is the series?
It depends. The 8th seed has to win 1 game. The 9th seed has to win 2 in order to advance.
If you guys were punking me, like if I hadn't seen any of this and you hit me with it, it's almost like, but then if the sun is beyond the midpoint of the sky, I mean, really? How'd they pick 4 games?
I don't know.
Jonas, what do you think?
It's very confusing. I wish they would just play it, you know, set it up like this. If the 8th and the 9th seed are close enough, they play a 3-game series. That's it. Like, it could have been that easy, but it feels like they wanted to add more to it to kind of dress it up a little bit. I'm a little confused as to how the setup's going to work.
This is something you get by committee. So in business, Fez, you know this term. Explain it.
I don't know the term.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, you were vice president at a major company, Transamerica.
Apparently, we never had any by committees.
So the theory is, imagine you're trying to decide where to go on a vacation with five families that are going to go, and they each have two kids. And it's going to be like, well, we can go for a week, but we got to come back for one day because he's got that Little League All-Star game. It's like everyone's got their agenda. They got a core they'll generally agree on, and then everyone's getting their carve-outs. It's like in Congress, it's like, okay, I'll vote for this, but you got to send Idaho $200 million of potatoes, but not potato. Yeah, it really is. There's no symmetry to it, typically, because so many people are getting their way, but only in small ways. It's not like major ways, because everyone can't get their way unless they agree in major ways. It's, we'll give you this. It's almost like another example would be, you don't want to go to a certain lunch place we're going to, and I say, hey, I'll order Uber Eats and get your dessert at least from your favorite place. It means it's all discombobulated because you're trying to please everyone in small ways. But there's no cohesiveness. It feels like someone got, like three people got drunk and put this together. I mean, I'm not saying anyone did. What's been the, I haven't seen the social media feedback. What's it been, Jonas?
People are just, I think, happy that the NBA seems to have at least a date in mind. They seemingly have identified when Game 7 will be at the very latest, which will be in October. So I think people are just happy to have something back to look forward to. But it seems, like you said, a little discombobulated. It seems like, you know, they're trying to leave open the possibility that if a team gets close enough, they'll be able to. I don't know how that's fair to the 8 seed. I don't know how the 8 seed being four games better, all of a sudden they're thrown into an elimination tournament with the 9 seed. I don't know how that works or who came up with it.
Listen, I don't want to be critical.
It's Bush League psycho stuff.
I mean, I didn't press that button. RJ Bo, straight out of Vegas.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Board of Governors, they do intend to approve a 22-team format proposal to restart the season in Orlando in July.
Allow me to present some numbers. This is during the shot clock era. The Ringer got the raw data weeks ago, and I did a little analysis on it. NBA playoff performance by seed. And we're going to judge or give you the information on how many times did these seeds make the finals. Make them. And how many times did they win them? Two teams make it, one team wins. The number one seed during this era, 79 times in the finals, 46 winners. 46 champions out of 65 years. Number two seed, 11 champions, 30 participants in the finals, 11 champions. So 11 in 65 years. The three seed, 6 champions. The four seed, 1. The five seed, 0. The six seed, 1. The seventh seed, 0. The eighth seed, 0. 65 champions. 63 of them were the three seed or better. Two of them worse than the three seed. Somehow I'm thinking, Jonas, that none of this, all these machinations don't mean a thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the best teams are going to prevail, just like they always do in the NBA playoffs. So this, you know, whatever they're calling this play-in tournament and this six teams, but five are from the West or whatnot. Ultimately, I think this is just about what you pointed out earlier, meeting the local TV requirements for these teams, and then also a way to get Zion in to play as many games as possible.
And here's what's important to remember. And it really, really is.
Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game.
The NBA sat here and pontificated and judged and tiss-tiss with their fingers. And the reality is there's no rhyme or reason other than money. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying lying is bad. Other than money, how could you make the case that playing these quote-unquote regular season games makes any sense? I mean, competitively, Fez, I'll let you take a crack at it. Can you even play devil's advocate that if all the money, if the couple decisions they could have made otherwise were the same financially, how could this be the right decision for the player's health, for whatever factors they're going to act like they really care about other than the money?
From a fairness perspective, in terms of just making the playoffs, it's unfair to the teams that were in contention to pull the rug out from underneath them and say, look, in March 11th, you weren't one of the top eight seeds. You don't make the playoffs.
Oh, hold on a second. If they had a three-game play, and I mean, if you did the math right now and you look at the teams, hey, put up the standings right now, McKenzie. Oh, you got them? Okay. So right now, Fez had them. It says 2% there in red letters. That's weird. So Washington is eighth, and they're out, what, 5.5 games? Okay. Would Washington's chance of winning a three-game series is so much better than catching up those games, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is Washington one of the teams that they're bringing back?
Yeah.
Okay. Geez, how does that even happen? I mean, they'd have to, like, Orlando would have to lose almost every game, and Washington would have to win every game. And that is where we want to spend these. And let's be candid. Otherwise, those Washington players would not be exposed to COVID-19.
No.
Or let's say they would have the increased exposure associated with participating in the season. So we kept hearing about player safety, trust the scientists. Well, let's do an equation, NBA. Get out your protractors. You've got a team that has almost a 0% chance, Washington, to make the playoffs, playing for what? Nothing. Well, money. That's fine. But don't sit there and be sanctimonious. Steve, I'm pointing at you.
I agree in the East. That's certainly the case.
Okay.
In the West, you certainly...
But I'm not talking about the West.
Yeah.
So we're saying that is a case where it makes no sense. You know
Agreed.
Why? You know why? Because it's kind of hard to have the other teams playing if the playoffs are set. So you put that one team, get them in. It'd be interesting to see the mathematics on the, what, let me think about this. Yeah, 5.5 games, right? They're out 23 versus 28.5 out. That's Washington at 28.5. And there's 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible.
Almost impossible.
It's 2%, I think. So...
It's probably about right. Yeah.
Well, I don't trust you today. I'm going to just let that go today. Jonas, can you make the case for any other reason?
I don't know why they didn't just do 3-3. If they were dead set on having 22 teams in, why 5 from the West and 1 from the East? That's where the math gets thrown off.
Well, I think that makes sense. And tell me if you guys agree. Because they're saying we want the teams that have... That they're within fighting distance.
Yes.
There's still a chance they could make it, right? And if the next team in the East is outside of that range, then them playing would serve no purpose. I'm making the case Washington falls into that category. Them playing serves hardly any purpose. Does that generally make sense?
Yeah, I just want to know. I'm wondering why 6 games was the cutoff. What was the point of the 6 games?
Let me see. They needed 70, right? Isn't that the number for the TV contract?
But I mean 6 games between you and the 8th seed in order to be considered part of this. That's why Washington got in. They were at 5.5. Was 6 games the cutoff?
Because they wanted Washington in.
So we catered this entire thing for Washington?
No, because to me, isn't it absurd? Let's assume that the East only had the top 8, right? Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, Miami, Indiana, Philly, Brooklyn, Orlando. If those are the only teams that met this threshold, these games that they're playing amongst themselves would serve what purpose?
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
So by throwing in Washington, they're saying, hey, Washington deserves a chance to make the playoffs. And by the way, you other teams now in the East have to play it out because we aren't going to do, hey, no man left behind. Except if Washington was 6.5 games out, that would have been the threshold.
Yes.
Because you can't really tell the East to play otherwise, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions I have behind what went into this. It just
somehow Adam Silver, though, who, let's be candid, he was, I would say, last 5 years, last 8 years, best commissioner. Right? I think that's consensus, wouldn't you say, Jonas, in media?
Yeah, most popular in the media, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that and best is the same thing, typically, in the media.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And if they like him, you know. But I think that, as we talked about last week, they might have been playing three-dimensional chess, as we said, because the rationale was they were so skeptical. They were so, let's trust the science, let's not risk anything, at least with the yang, with the talking, that when the other teams or the other leagues blew by them, like the NFL, we're going to have this, we're going to have that, we're going to, all of a sudden it looked like they were standing still. Now, they could have then been reactionary and fallen in right behind, but that's not good for the brand. So they kept back, still going yang. And then fine, and it made it look like they were like imagine that this NBA plan is what it took all these brilliant minds to come up with. Like, they're just like, hey, honey, I can't walk with the kids and you and the dog. We can't decide if it's the 8th seed versus the 9th. Is it one or two games? I mean, what? And I get it. I make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Sometimes you're dumb. Sometimes you think 2% chance that something never happened before is going to happen a bunch in the next 6 months. But you say, you're not going to try to act like that was smart, are you?
Not at all. And I got to be honest, when I was looking through this format and you said, Fez, you got to explain this, I was concerned, RJ, that you were going to say, Fez, there is no way that can possibly be the case.
Well, you had to explain it for comedic purposes. I wanted to hear you struggle through this. You actually did that all right. Maybe that's it. The convoluted stuff actually made sense. I'm closing on this. I'm happy the NBA's back. I think Adam Silver still gets the best grade. You know, let's say, okay, you had the best grades, and then you had two flunks in a row, let's say, two Fs in a row. You still might have the best grades over a six-year period. So Adam Silver's fine. He's going to be okay. But I don't understand the media. They're in the bag for Silver for whatever reason. They're in the bag for Sam Darnold for whatever reason. Andrew Luck, and other people, you know, it's like Russell Wilson never has gotten an MVP vote. There's two other Seahawks that's gotten MVP votes, and one of them's a linebacker. It doesn't make any sense. There's so much personal favoritism to this stuff. And it's like, if you think your job matters, you don't let that crap get involved. And if you let that crap get involved, you're telling everyone that your job doesn't really matter. If you're voting for MVP, does it matter or not? If it matters, do it not because you like this guy or he bought you a beer or this other guy yelled at you once. Do your best assessment, best judgment. Or just say this is a joke. And what's funny is the NBA... Well, I think in all leagues, when someone retires and it's 10 years, like Barry Sanders, let's say we're talking about Barry Sanders right now. It's almost always they talk about the number of Pro Bowls, number of MVPs. Like, there's a couple of things, you know, Michael Jordan or someone, you know, he's so successful, they don't do it that way. But a normal person, like when someone, Wes Unseld, passes away, they're going to talk about all-star appearances, MVPs. And at the time, those things, especially the all-stars, it's a joke.
Just popularity?
Whatever it is, it's not about merit always. I mean, let's just say it might be 70% merit, 30% something else. But if you're going to be looking at careers in hindsight, and that's the one of three stats you think of, then maybe we should be changing what we look at in retrospect. But how do you do it other than titles? Or we should take those votes seriously. Closing thoughts, Jonas.
Anything? I think when you go to the Pro Bowl argument, when you start listing off accomplishments and we go to the Pro Bowl, I mean, come on. Like, I think you've got to start taken a look back as to what these Pro Bowls are actually meaning. These are a lot of times guys that are getting in because somebody before them didn't want to play or didn't want to go, or they were already in the Super Bowl and they couldn't go. So I think we just have to sort of, you know, find a different – we move the goalposts on a lot of these discussions with people.
Well, Andy Dalton has three Pro Bowls, yeah. I think, right?
So does Trubisky.
Is that true?
He's got a Pro Bowl. Yeah, he went to a Pro Bowl.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
Well, he was the second-ranked quarterback in the NFL that year. That's the amazing part, right? What
number three, QBR.
He was three.
Yeah.
Oh, then it was Minnesota a couple years before had the guy.
Case Keenum.
Keenum was the number two. And I think QBR is the best.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.